Blog Talk Radio.
We're living in a time where everybody is struggling for their lives. They're stressed, they're depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health, blessings of peace. To my brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States. I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister, I speak life. You are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak life. Don't give up the fight for your life. You shall live and not die. Let's not lose another person to a senseless death. Substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing it.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother,
say it again.
I speak life, you are the head and not the tail. You will prevail.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're getting ready to get our praise on, have some church up in here tonight. We feel a move of the Spirit as we are preparing before the broadcast. Welcome tonight to Reaching Out Radio. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, and I want to welcome tonight with me Minister Darlene Morgan. She's going to be sharing as she talks about being hung by the tongue, speaking life or death over us. Welcome tonight to the broadcast, Darlene, and I also see my dear brother on the line, Pastor Dallas Miller. Thank you so much, Pastor, for being faithful, and in a little while, I will open up your mic and let you share, but Sister, I welcome you to the broadcast tonight, and I would love for you just to jump in and to let go and let God, and you can lead in prayer and just start sharing as God has put the word upon your heart, and we have some songs that we've picked out to go with the broadcast, but we're here tonight to lift a banner of praise to God, to share forth word, and we want to grow in the word of God with you daily. We need to be feeding on his word and going forth and growing. Hallelujah. Welcome,
hallelujah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome,
I would like
to
start out by thanking the Lord for my opportunity to be on air tonight. I want to thank him and ask his Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in all truth, and that people would be blessed by our word, Lord Jesus, and that you will just fill us with all of your knowledge and touch the lives of everyone who hears the broadcast. In your holy name, I give you praise and honor and thanks. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Would
My
you
name
like
is
to
Darlene Morgan.
Yes, and let some people know about your ministry and what you do, and the floor is yours just to let go, as I said, and let God, so go right ahead.
Well, my name is Minister Darlene Morgan, and I'm from Edwardsburg, Michigan, and I have Angels Among Us Ministry, along with my cousin, Maurice Pryor, from Centralia, Illinois. We're 8 hours apart, but we do the word of the Lord together to bring hope in a hopeless, dying world. By poetry, cards of encouragement, handing out bags to the homeless and the needy with personal items to help them where they would not get help otherwise. We go into the nursing homes and preach and talk to the elderly who've been abandoned by their own children and family that only live miles away so that they're not sitting there alone. And we just love them and try our best to make them feel that somebody out there still cares for them. And my topic tonight is we are hung by our tongues. Christianity is called the Great Confession, but most of us Christians in life today are defeated by what we confess out of our mouths. We speak words that the enemy puts on us to hold our lives in bondage. Proverbs 6, 1 and 2 tells us that we are snared by the words that come out of our mouths. In my words, I say, we are hung by our tongues. Faith-filled words will bless our lives, while filled words will defeat us. Us Christians have words that are so powerful in the universe. We're a spirit being made in the image of God, and we are capable of operating on that same level as God when we speak out of our mouth. Jesus tells us in Mark 9:23 that if we can believe, all things are possible. So I would encourage people, when they set their feet on the floor in the morning, the first thing to come out of your mouth should be praise and worship to God and bless your day. Matthew 17:20 tells us that if we even have the faith of a mustard seed, that whatever we speak, we're going to have. The tongue is a very tiny member of the body, but it boasts us great things. Behold how such a small part can kindle such a great fire. 3 and verse 8 tells us that the tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison, and out of our mouths we speak either blessings or cursings upon our life. If Jesus came today to me in person and said, from this day forward, Darlene, everything you speak out of your mouth you will surely have, would I keep speaking the same negative things? No, I would not. I would change what comes out of my mouth. For in Matthew 16:19, Jesus has told me, I give you the keys of the kingdom, so So whatsoever you bind on earth or speak, I will bind in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth, I will loose it for you also in heaven. Us Christians need to stop giving words to the devil to give him power over our lives and our finances and our health and our families. We need to speak positive and not take negative words one to another. Still there, sister?
Yes, I'm just listening to you share the word of God. You're speaking some truth, and so many people, they really don't realize that the things we speak out of our mouth are things the enemy can use against us. When we start speaking bad health and bad things into our life, he's going to use that. We should be speaking, as you said, life, going forth, praising God no matter what situation we are in. And we got to watch the words that we speak to others, knowing many times that when we say something to somebody, if it's in anger or we say something to them, there's always a possibility that's the last thing you may ever get to say to people. And I always encourage people, speak life and love into people's lives, because your words can be a part of building that person's life up or destroying that person's life. So what you're saying is so true and is so powerful.
That's so true, because words unspoken are merely thoughts in our mind, but when spoken out loud, they produce very powerful effects, either life or death. They become full of power that will either uplift or destroy our life and also the lives of others that are around us. And once those words are released from our mouth, we can never take them back, so we should use our words wisely.
You cannot, and you got to remember, I always tell people that they need to, before they go to bed, they should never go to bed angry. Never go to bed angry at your loved one. Repent and really think about things you're saying, because I've known people, I know a mother that actually spoke to her daughter in anger. She said, I wish you was never born and you was out of my life. That was the last word she said to her daughter. Her daughter was killed that night. And she was only like 19 years old and left two children behind. And that mom was so full of guilt at her funeral. She wept and she begged. She carried that burden for a long time because she felt like she spoke death on her own daughter's life, and her daughter died that night. And we need to be thinking about that, you know, not just in that aspect, but as Christians, we're supposed to be showing forth the love of God in our life. We're supposed to be speaking the word out of our mouths. We're supposed to be lifting our brethren. And, you know, we don't have the right to cast stones or judge anybody. And we need to realize that we may be the only Bible that a person reads. And that's why it's so important, as you're saying, to speak life. You know, our tongue is one of the most powerful muscles in our life, in our body. And when you really think about it, think about what your tongue does. It brings forth words that can bring life or death. And really ask God, if you have a problem, as they say, loose lips sink ships, no offense to anybody, but, you know, in so many ways that's true. If you have a problem with speaking before you're thinking, ask God to bridle your tongue, because as you were sharing, Minister Morgan, as words go out, once they're out there, you can't take them back. And I know in my own life, words can hurt and scar more than someone actually physically hurting me, because those words stay in your mind. That pain from being hit or something happened, that pain goes away. But as you know, words go into our memory, and we remember those things.
That is so funny you would mention the ship, because like the rudder on a ship, our tongue sets the direction of our life. And it does not matter how hard the winds blow, the rudder keeps that ship on its course. And no matter how hard the winds of our life may sometimes blow, we need to guard the words that come out of our mouth. Because if we speak words of defeat, don't be surprised if your life continues on a course of defeat. But when you choose to speak overcoming words of victory, wow, God will praise you and anoint you and bless your life like you have never seen blessings before. Go ahead, my dear. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, people need to realize that everything we speak out, God hears it. He pays attention to what we're saying, and we need to realize the power in our words that we speak out.
It's not enough that we should refrain from speaking negative things, sister. We should also say positive, encouraging things about ourselves, our family, and all those around us that we love. Because as we speak words of blessing over our life, we're going to find that they become blessings for our lives as well as we're blessing others. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21 that the tongue can bring death or life, and that those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So we need to make sure that the fruit from our tongue produces sweet fragrances unto God. We need to declare to the devil that we are blessed no matter what circumstance we are going through in life. I used to walk around saying, oh, I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of never having nothing. That must be a family generational curse. But the Lord put on my heart one day, my child, I am your shepherd and you do not want. I am your Lord and I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. You are not the head or the tail, I'm sorry. You're the head above and not below, and you are the giver, not the borrower. And when you're sick, don't let Satan claim that on your life. You tell him, by his stripes I am healed. It's already been done. You have no authority over me, and no weapon formed against me by you shall prosper.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God works through our faith. And when we go before him and we're going in prayer, the word of God tells us that we're to go with thanksgiving in our hearts. We need to go before him, as you're saying, claiming our healing, even though we may be in one of the hardest trials or more sick than we've ever been in our life. God is still God, and he is there. And he is eternal, everlasting, loving. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. And we need to go before him, acknowledging him with a word of praise in our mouth and in our heart, letting him know that we have faith, that all things are possible. Just speaking forward life and letting God know that we trust him. He needs to hear us trusting him, and he knows our every thoughts too. He doesn't want us to be defeated and speaking death upon our lives, saying that nothing's ever going to change, that we're worthless, that we're never going to get well, we're never going to prosper. You know, maybe that's why things aren't changing in your lives out there. Maybe you are, as she has shared, as Minister Darlene Morgan is sharing tonight, maybe you're speaking death onto your life, that you're keeping blessings coming forth because of the word you are speaking out of your mouth.
Amen. And we need to stay in the word of God because that's where all the promises are. And when Satan was tempted, or when Jesus was tempted by Satan, he would say, scriptures, it is written. When we know our promises and know what God has given us for our lives, when Satan comes along, oh, you're sick, you're dying, that cancer is going to kill you, you ain't got no food, you're going to starve, you can tell him by the authority of God, it is written, and speak the word into your life, and Satan has to back off.
Hallelujah. He tells us in his word that he gives us the power and authority to stomp him under our feet. We got to realize so many people are forgetting how to tap into the power of the mighty living God. Why do we box God in walking around defeated and not having joy? We should know as children of the Most High that he's all powerful, and that very powerful that lives is within us. He is in us, and we have that power. We need to quit boxing God in and saying can't and won't and not able, because God said all things are possible with him, and that he sent his son that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So start speaking forth life. Start speaking forth the victory that we have through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And really understand what the words that you speak out, what they can do, not just in your life, but really think about what you do into other people's lives. Words hurt. Words scar people. Words can make the difference in a life. And you got to remember, every action has a reaction. So really think about in situations where you want to be angry and you want to be led by the flesh, when you want to speak out in anger, ask God to bridle your tongue. And remember, as Minister Morgan shared earlier, once you put it out there, you can't take it back, and it may be the last word you say to that person. And how would you feel if something happened to them, knowing that was their last memory of you? You know, have you ever had an instance in your life, Minister Darlene Morgan, where you said something and you come to really regret it later, or it caused such hurt, maybe it messed up a relationship, or, you know, what are some of your experiences in your own life? You know, I truly believe in being transparent and showing forth truth, you know, because we learn through our mistakes. And, you know, is there anything that in your own life when you've lived those situations where you spoke words out that you wish you would have never, and you was never able to take them back, or they had such a huge impact, it was just one of the biggest regrets ever.
Yes, there was an occasion one time, my younger sister had hurt me really bad, and I said things out of anger, and I didn't talk to her for over a year, but we've made up since then. But you know what? It doesn't matter that we've made up, what she said to me and what I've said with her. You can't never take back those words. And once they're spoken, they're in your mind. It's like little children when their parents tell them, shut up, you're stupid, or you're never going to amount to nothing. Oh, you ain't nothing, you're going to amount to nothing. There is so many adults today that their lives were changed by what their parents spoke to them as little children, telling them they're worthless, they're no good, they're stupid, they're not going to amount to nothing. And so that's how their lives ended up. They become alcoholics or on drugs or in relationships trying to find someone to love them, all because of little words their parents spoke to them as children.
That is so true. Even in my husband's life, all he ever had spoken in his life, sadly he grew up with a family that was about drugs and hate and, you know, using people, and all he ever heard was he was worthless, never going to amount to nothing. And for the longest time, when I even tried to show forth love to him, he had a hard time believing. He felt that unworthiness. He felt like he wasn't of worth, that no matter what happened in life, he was never going to be nothing. And that's important, as you're saying, we need to be speaking life in our children, because they take our words to heart. And when we tell them they're worthless and we start telling them they're never going to amount to nothing, you know, they're going to live on that word, and they're going to believe what we're saying forth to them. That's why it's so important to, as she's sharing, to speak life onto people.
It is. The Bible encourages us to use words to bless people. And the definition of blessed to me means that we're to speak well of and to pronounce favor and declare good things over people. And everyone has someone in their life that needs to receive our blessings. We should be giving our children blessings of love and affection and encouragement, and speaking words to build them up and not bring them down, and others around us.
Amen.
And you never know,
as you're sharing that,
I have a saying that, be careful of who you speak to or what you speak, because you could be entertaining angels unaware. There are so many homeless people and people under bridges and people that have no food or have nothing, that people walk by and look at them and smirk and talk under their tongue, and they can hear you. But they don't know if that person's home burnt down, or their children was killed in a car accident, or they lost their job. They don't know their circumstances. They should reach out and lend a hand to them and not judge them and just speak words under their breath to make the people feel worse than what they are. You should always uplift and encourage people by the words you say to them and the actions that you treat them with.
Amen. And, you know, we don't have right to cast judgment or throw stones at anybody. As you're sharing, we don't know what those people have been through. We don't know, like you said, if they've lost their job, or maybe they've been kicked out of where they're living, or, you know, we can't be casting judgment. We don't have that right. We haven't been where they're at. That's why it's so important that we be speaking life. You know, maybe a word of encouragement we spoke to those people might be what they needed to hear in a day. Imagine how many people cast stones at people because of how they look or what they may or may not have, you know, or where they're from. God tells us that he searches the heart, that he don't look at the outward appearance. So where do we have the right? When God's above all, he's the creator, no one is above him, where do we have right to be looking at someone or judging a book by its cover? Where do we have right to be speaking against them? We don't have that right. God tells us that we are to lift our brethren, that we're to speak love. He said the greatest gift of all is love. And he tells us that we're supposed to love our neighbors and we're to love our enemies. We're supposed to be Christ-like in all things that we do. So when we're sitting there gossiping, throwing stones, casting judgment, that's not being Christ-like. That's doing things that the enemy would want us to do. We're letting the enemy sit there and whisper lies into our ears when we do that.
Yes, we are. And my mother, God rest her soul, used to tell me, be careful of angels unaware. sometimes, actually, we're the angel that God uses to bless someone's day. You never know one act of kindness or one word of uplifting or encouragement that you say to someone throughout your day could make a whole life change in their situation.
That is true. And you picked out some really good songs that I think are fitting for the broadcast. And I want to share one of those right now. And that song is entitled Words, and it's by Hawk Nelson, and the song has a really powerful message. So Minister Darlene Morgan picked out songs before the broadcast. I think it's really important to have songs to go along with, the, you know, what's being taught, because songs minister too, and she picked out some really good ones. So I want to share this one, and I have one other later before the end of the broadcast, which is Speak Life by Toby Mac, both picked out by her. But right now I want to share this song by Hawk Nelson, entitled Words. Just let it minister to you and let it bless you. Then we're going to come back again. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, with Minister Darlene Morgan from Michigan. And she's sharing tonight about being hung by the tongue and speaking life or death. And here again is Words by Hawk Nelson.
They've made me feel like a prisoner. They've made me feel set free. They've made me feel like a criminal. Made me feel like a king. They've lifted my heart to places I've never been. And they've dragged me down back to where. Words can break you down, start a fire in your heart, or put it out. Let my words be is the only thing we need to hear. Words can build us up, words can break us down, start a fire in our hearts or put it out.
Darlene Morgan, and I thank you so much, sister, for being with us tonight. And I want to let people know the phone lines are open at 347 347-308-8837. Again, 347-308-8837. If you might have a prayer request, you want to share anything, they are open. I know a lot of people do listen on the live links, but the lines are open, and I'm wanting to let you go on and have liberty to share what's on your heart, Minister Morgan. And as I said earlier, just let go and let God, and just we're going to share some truth tonight about how our words really can bring life or death to a person.
Well, I have a little card that I read, and it says think, and it goes spells it going down, T-H-I-N-K. And it says, before we speak, we should think. The T in the word think stands for truth. We must ask ourselves if what we are speaking is the truth before it comes out of our mouth. The H stands for, are we helpful or hurtful to others when we speak words out of our mouth? Firing. Do we inspire people when we speak, or do we bring people down and hurt them? The N stands for necessary. Is what we are speaking about necessary, or should we leave it alone and let God take care of our lives? And finally, the K stands for kindness. When we speak, are we being kind and uplifting to others, or are we hurting them or bringing them down? Matthew 12:37 tells us that by our words we will be justified or condemned. So we need to think each time before we open our mouth and pray about what we're going to say before we say it. Because, again, we could be hurting our family, our loved ones, our people that standing off in the distance that we don't even know. That can make a life-changing situation for them just by what they hear and by what they see and how we act in front of them.
And what does it say for us when many people know that we're Christians, and maybe they have seen us in church, or maybe it's a neighbor that knows that's a life that we're supposed to be living and representing. When they hear us speaking words out of our mouth that they know would not be pleasing to God, you know, we need to be Christ-like, as I shared earlier, in all we do. What's it going to say if our life's not showing forth Christ? How are people going to see us in that regard? You know, so many people, they want to straddle the fence, and they're living in a place where they're not hot or cold, they're lukewarm, and that's a dangerous place to be in. Many of them are speaking out and doing things that's not of God, and so many people, they want to hold on to things of the flesh of this world. They don't want to let go of things of this world. They're scared they're going to lose more than what they're truly going to gain when they accept God and Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I encourage you, when you let go and you let God, you're going to gain so much more than what you ever possibly could lose, because He is our all in all, our source in all things. You just got to be willing to surrender, and that means the things that you speak, the things that you listen to, the things you put before your eyes, in every aspect of your life, ask yourself, is this something Christ would say? Is this something He would look at? Is this a way He would react? Really put Christ first in your life and follow His lead and ask God to search you. And if there's things that He doesn't like, words that you're speaking, things that you're doing, ask Him to help to show you and to change those things in you.
That's like the bracelets they used to have out, WWJD, what would Jesus do? They need to have
exactly.
One, what would Jesus say? Would Jesus talk to people like this? Would Jesus be this way? Ephesians 4:29 tells us that to let no corrupting talk come out of our mouth, but speak only such as is good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. We need to speak grace and encouraging words throughout the day as we're in the supermarket or the gas station or wherever we may be. Because we are the lights of the world. We're supposed to not
Hallelujah.
Be underneath the bushes. We're supposed to illuminate where we go. When people look at us, they should want what we want. They should want to be like we are, like God. And the way we speak and talk and act shows if we're of God or we're not of God. And if you're portraying to be a Christian and you're walking around with your head hung down, and in doubt and in complaining, people are not going to want Christianity. They're not going to want the Lord because they're going to say, well, I walk around that every day and my problems ain't getting met and I'm not getting food on my table and I'm still sick. And we're supposed to be uplifting to them and speaking positivity and rebuking Satan over all these things. When people look at you and see that no matter if your rent's past due or if your light's been shut off for a couple of days or if your refrigerator doesn't have things in them, you're still praising and worshiping God. When you praise and worship God, it's a form of prayer and it brings him closer to you. And he hears our cries and he knows what we need before we need them. The word says, again, he shall supply all of our needs, not just some of them. So when the devil tells you, oh, that rent's not going to be paid and you're going to go hungry and that cancer is going to kill you, rebuke it, because you know what? There's a thing on Facebook aggravates me. It's the devil with his fist and Jesus across from him with his fist, and it says, who's going to win? And I post on there, there's no who's going to win. It's already been won at the cross when Jesus gave his life unselfishly for us.
Amen, sis. Amen. And one of my favorite Bible verses, and it really says a lot, and it's an example for us to follow by, is in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 30. And it's a simple verse, but it says so much. It says that he, which is talking about God our Father, must increase, but I must decrease. That means that I've got to have God, putting him above all things, living my life according to his will, letting go of my fleshly and earthly desires, and putting God first in my life in every aspect.
That is so true, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because so many people walk around and say, well, God won't do this and God won't do that. And they read part of scriptures and not all of them. And I tell them, well, yeah, he says he will give you the desires of your heart and he shall supply all your needs. But it also says that you need to stay in his word and serve him and keep his commandments. You can't go out and steal and lie and rob people and beat people up and be on alcohol and drugs and get mad when God doesn't answer your prayers or supply your needs, because you have to give and surrender your life to God so he can bless you.
And in the book of 1 John, in chapter 3, God teaches us about the outworking of love. It says, and it goes along with some of what you're talking about, it says, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children,
Amen.
Let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And that's what you're just talking about. I want to go over verse 22 again. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he give us commandment. And in verse 24, it tells us, now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Hallelujah.
Ooh, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, and so many people.
That is so true.
So many people, they think they know what's better for them, and they get frustrated because, you know, a lot of people take that, what you were sharing in the scripture, out of context, that he gives us the desires of our hearts. But we need to also know it's got to be in his will, and he doesn't want us to come before him in prayer being greedy and asking for
Amen.
Things that aren't going to glorify him. God will meet our every need, believe you and me, as you said. And there may be times we go through, but remember, in our trials, that's just drawing us closer on to him, because if we never went through, How many of us would forget to call upon our Father? You know, in our trials, we get to see His power, His love, His mercy, and His grace, and we draw on to Him. You know, so many, they want to speak out and get angry at God because they're not getting a brand new Cadillac in their driveway. Those aren't the kinds of desires of our hearts that God's wanting us to come before Him in. He wants us to come before Him wanting to grow, to love Him, to be used by Him. And if you come with a need in your life, you know, the things that you need are a lot different than the things that we want. Food is a necessity. Our water is a necessity. Having a roof over our head. God will take care of us, just like He talks about His little sparrows. Did He not take care of them? We got to understand the difference in things of being greedy and speaking to our Father, being greedy, than actually coming before Him in heart's desires that glorify Him and are things that we need in our life. He knows what is best for us, and He will bless us for our faithfulness. But we got to really understand, when we're speaking words to our Father, our words that we're speaking to Him can be dangerous.
Yes, they can.
And I just really want to encourage people tonight, or the ones down the road that listens on demand, really think about what your words are saying in your life. I really want people to get the junk up out of the trunk and let go of things that aren't pleasing to God. And, you know, I'm not going to sit and sugarcoat things to people, and I'm not trying to come against other people that share the word of God. But you know what? The way this world is and the way that people are living, sis, they need to hear the truth. We can't be patting them on the back, sugarcoating things and saying, oh, it's okay. Don't be speaking out words that people just want to hear because you want to keep them intrigued or make promises to them. If they're coming forth in those reasons, then they're not going to be receiving the truth. We need to be speaking the truth so it can bring transformation in their life and they can be set free through the leading of the Spirit. Don't sugarcoat words just to let people feel better about themselves. You can bring forth the truth in love, but don't lie to people. Don't add to or don't take away from the word of God. Teach them from the word of God. Everything that you have a need of, any question you have, the answer is in the word of God. This is a living word. This is straight from our Father in heaven, and it will instruct us. I love the book of Proverbs. Proverbs has so much knowledge, and I encourage people all the time, if you're trying to get into the Word and you're having a struggle with it, and maybe you don't know where to start, Proverbs, there's a great thing you can do. Every day of the month, today is the 10th of June, go to the chapter 10 of Proverbs, read chapter 10. Tomorrow's the 11th, go to that book. You know, that can be a way of getting you into the words. And as Minister Morgan knows here, the Proverbs truly are full of a lot of wisdom, direction, and correction, and that is a really good place to be in the Word. You know, if you're just starting and you feel like you don't have understanding, Proverbs is a great place to learn and to grow, and it can instruct you.
Amen, sister. I would like, if we can, to get off the topic of hung by our tongue for a second.
Sure.
My partner in ministry and also my cousin, Maurice Pryor from Illinois, does poetry and cards and uplifting devotionals to bless others. And if it's okay, I would love to read one of her poems to uplift people in the audience that are listening.
Yes, always welcome on gifted, talented people of the Lord for His glory. So please, have liberty. Go ahead.
It's called My Child, You Belong. You wonder if you matter, and you wonder if someone cares. Yes, my child, I'll answer you if you'll only come to me in prayer. You think that your life is worthless for all of the bad things that you've done, but I am not no respecter of persons. I love you each and every one. For everyone is special. No, my child, you're not alone. Just come to me, I'm always here. You don't have to walk alone. For I understand that you are young and mistakes you're going to make, but that's just part of growing up, but the right road you can take. You may think that I don't listen because of all the things that you've done, but child, I still love you. I've never turned my back on anyone. So yes, child, you do belong, no matter who you are. Just call on me and I'll be there, for I am never very far. So don't ever think life's hopeless, because I will see you through. That you were hopeless, my child, I would not have died for you. That was written by Maurice Pryor, Angels Among Us Ministries, from Centralia, Illinois.
Very, very gifted and beautiful, and I have the honor of saying that as my beautiful and precious mother, and I love her with all of my heart, and you've been working very hard together for several years, and I know the enemy's tried to put a hindrance on what you're trying to do, but I encourage you just to keep pushing on. Know that God's time is perfect and that he will open the doors before you in his timing, and he will make the way. And together, Minister Morgan and my mother are Angels Among Us Ministries. They have some amazing ideas. And I truly believe God's got that in the making, for the making of the books, the children's books, the poetry books, everything that God has placed before you. I truly believe that it's going to come to pass, because God keeps his promises, and we got to realize, you know, it's his timing, not ours. And we get impatient, but it's important to rest and just be still and know he is God. And you will see him move, and you just will be so surprised when you least expect it, and you're not trying to do it yourself. That's the thing. Don't try to do it yourself. Say, God, here it is. I give it to you. I surrender it to you. Take it and have your will and way in it, and you watch God move.
Amen. One of our other ideals, we have a couple of teddy bears that we're trying to manufacture. And our favorite bear is our Joey Bear. And it's a bear that we're trying to design for children and families of people that are off in the war fighting for our country, and many of them losing their lives so that we may have our freedoms. And if I may be allowed, I would like to read one more of her poems, and this goes with our patriotic bear.
Yes, please.
Hi, my name is Joey, and I'm a patriotic angel bear. I wear the colors red, white, and blue to show you that I care. We thank God for our soldiers. For us, they take a stand. They're fighting for our freedom in a far-off, distant land. There are so many soldiers fighting to keep us free. If it weren't for our precious soldiers, where would our country be? So Angels Among Us Ministries want to remember our soldiers in prayer. That's why my hands are folded, so I can show you that I care. While you're out on the battlefield, we know you're fighting to keep us free, not knowing what the day will hold for you or your family. I know that you pray for protection every day, that God will keep you safe from harm while in a foxhole you may lay. Angels Among Us Ministries will lift you up in prayer. That's why I was created to be a patriotic bear. We see our American flag displaying the stars and stripes. We're reminded of our soldiers, how you're fighting to bring freedom for our lives. Angels Among Us Ministries will be remembering you in prayer, and like the hands of our Joey Bear, will be folded daily to show you you're in our prayers. Again, that is by Sister Maurice Pryor from Angels Among Us Ministries from Centralia, Illinois.
Absolutely beautiful, and I'm believing that God is going to bring forth that heart's desire to create these bears, and he's going to bring the right people into your life to take forth the talents and to take forth your ministry. And maybe you're someone out there listening tonight, or you're going to listen on the demand. Maybe you're someone that manufactures teddy bears, and you'd want to be a part in bringing this ministry forth to this beautiful poetry and bringing these ideas to life. And I know your stuff is copyrighted, and I encourage people to know that, because they have the copyrights to these. But we're trying to get the word out there and encourage others. And, you know, that's part of what we're talking about, speaking life and taking things forward and lifting our brother. And so I encourage you, you can get a hold of me, Evangelist Montel, M-O-N-T-E-L-L, Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S. You also can get a hold of Minister Darlene Morgan on Facebook, and hers is D-A-R-L-E-N-E, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. We would both gladly talk to you, pray with you. Maybe you have an idea or you want to sow a seed into ministry. Here's an opportunity for you to be able to do that and to speak life. And I want to go back and bring up a song, Minister Morgan, that you chose. And I really love it. It's uplifting, and it lifts me in my spirit. And Toby Mack's one of my favorite artists. So right now we're going to listen to Toby Mack minister through his song, Speak Life, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to let Minister Darlene share a little bit of what's left in her heart and in a little bit come into closing. But right now, let's just go and just open our hearts and our minds, and let's let our spirits be uplifting, invite this, the God into our midst, and let's just let Toby Mack speak some life.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. So it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, hope can live or die. So speak life. Just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips in the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Proverbs, and it talks to us about how the tongue, it brings forth life or death, and that's what we've been talking about tonight. And you know, if you're not speaking life and you're walking around, as Minister Morgan has been sharing tonight, and you're speaking out words like woe with me, and you're speaking sickness, and you're not claiming prosperity and walking in victory, you know, no matter what we're going through in life, we need to know that that power lives in us. And these things too shall pass. God needs to see us walking and speaking in faith, speaking life, knowing that, you know what, no matter what my child's going through, I'm seeing them walking by faith, not by sight, glorifying me in all things. You know what? It says faith without works is dead. When we start living our life, coming forth, having transformation in our life, speaking out things in faith and speaking life, you're going to see God move in your life.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, sister. And again, I would like to remind our audience to focus on Ephesians 4:29. Like I said earlier, it tells us to let no corrupting talk come out of our mouth, but speak only such as is good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
Amen. It's really important to get in the words, because the words really do, you know, instruct us in life, and they teach us in life, and we really need to be living through His Word. His Word is our sword, and it truly is. It's our power, and, you know, so many people, it's hard. I see it so many times. They walk around. The enemy has stole their joy. They're oppressed and depressed. That's not what God wants for us in our life, Minister Morgan. He wants us to be joyful and living and not letting the enemy steal our joy, you know. And I encourage people, don't give the enemy an inch, because he will take a mile. And as she said earlier, he will use your words against you. You know, many times we're our own worst enemy.
Yes, the word says, it don't tell us that Jesus came so that we could be depressed and on medications and woe is me and walking around sad and pouting. My word tells me that he came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And Satan tries to tell us and put in our minds so many times, well, if God was God, why is this happening? Or if God was God, why isn't he doing this? Again, it goes to staying in the scripture and living his word, and he will bless you. If you will only wake up in the morning and start your day with prayer and praising him, I can guarantee your day will be totally more blessed than the day before. You have to try it,
and as I was sharing earlier,
as what it does.
Yes, in the book of Proverbs, it tells us, and Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And, you know, what kind of fruit are you going to bear with the words that you're speaking? We're to bear good fruits. And in the book of Matthew 12:37, it says, for by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. And we really need to be thinking about those things. And in Proverbs 10:19, the word tells us, sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. And that's really important, that we need to be holding our tongues.
Amen, sister. That is so true. Well, I have enjoyed myself immensely being on your show, and I thank you with all my heart for having me as your guest tonight. And I pray that what we talked about bless somebody out there, and that it uplifted them and encouraged them to start speaking positive over every situation of their lives.
Well, we have a caller on the line with a question, so I want to open up the line, so hold on 1 minute.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, Pastor Dallas. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, listening to the show, and, you know, she set a map for tonight, and, you know, also in the Bible in Matthew, you know, it teaches us that we're the salt of this earth. And, you know, it also teaches in Matthew 5:16 that, you know, people need to look up on us and give God all the glory because of our action. And that we're, you know, and a lot of times we allow emotions to take over, and that's where we get, you know, into trouble when our emotions take over, and we don't take a second and put it in God's hands. You know, we can not only condemn ourselves, but, you know, we can also hurt our generation, our seed, our children, because what
we do. And
that's
right. And once you speak it out of your mouth to them, you can't never take it back. It's there to stay.
Can't.
Mm-mm. And that's why we got to be, you know, so much careful, and, you know, especially what we say around our young people and what we say, especially, you know, I try to encourage especially young women to be careful what you say about, you know, the children's father, because you affect the children when you talk about their father. And in the same way, I try to tell the man the same way. You affect your children when you talk about their mother and what work and joy and praise and peace and love to come out of their mouth. Even though we don't do it all the time in that order, but we should strive to get there And, you know, and I apologize for, you know, for cutting out. I had some furniture delivered, and so I had to take care of that. But I really enjoyed the show and what I listened. It encouraged me a lot as well.
Well, thank you for listening, and I appreciate you calling in, and may God bless you abundantly. And you have a blessed night here.
And tomorrow night, Pastor Dallas is going to be sharing here on Reaching Out Radio. He's a very faithful man of God, and he's going to be sharing and teaching about why we baptize in the name of Jesus. You will be able to listen to that teaching here on Reaching Out Radio tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central.
Amen. And, you know, I got one question I want to throw out there just to give you something to ponder on tonight. Apostle Matthew, he wrote the book of Matthew, correct? And he wrote Matthew 28:19. What we got to realize is, at Acts 2:38, why didn't Matthew say, hold on, Peter, Jesus said this? But he didn't do that. He fell in sync with with the apostles' teaching. And the power and the healing is all in his name. And when we realize that, I mean, it's going to be a good blessing.
Amen.
Amen. And again, we've been sharing with Minister Darlene Morgan. I'm your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, and we have Pastor Dallas Miller on the line. And Pastor, earlier, Darlene was sharing about some things in her life that, you know, she spoke out and she regretted later. And, you know, I encourage people to be transparent, because when we're honest and we're real, you know, we're willing to let people see, you know what, we sin too. We might be in the ministry, but the Word of God teaches in Romans that we're all going to fall short of the glory of God. Have there been times in your life, has there ever been a situation where you said something and it really came back, you know, to come against you? Or, you know, do you have one of those moments where you really regret, you know, that you said something out?
Very recent, and I regret it. I said some things that I shouldn't have said. I had a person that, you know, they were being very threatening. They were cussing me out. And I slipped, you know, and I can't take back what I said. I wish I can apologize to the person, because that's really been weighing on me. It's really been bothering me. But, you know, all I can do is put it in God's hands. You know, I repented to God, and that's got to forgive me. On my part of it. But now it's just time that hopefully I can sit down with the person, you know, and talk to them. You know, I do regret it, and it's something that happened. But, I mean, you know, sometimes you have that kind of pressure on you, anybody can slip. And that's why we got to be careful. We got to guard our tongue. We got to guard our heart. And that's why when I try to talk to people, especially if I'm talking to women, I try to have another person with me. This was a dear friend. I didn't think I needed anybody with me on this one. But now that just reconfirms me that, you know, yes, I do, you know. And it just something that really weighs heavy on me right now. And, I shared, you know, with some friends of mine, you know, how it was bugging me. And they just said, just let time, you know, time heal. And time heal all wounds. And, you know, and even though we can't take back the word that we say, we can always strive to do better where we don't, you know, happen. But not to put ourselves in that situation to where, you know, it will happen. And all we got to do is just, you know, be in prayer, because we all going to be in a situation one day. And, you know, we may handle one situation, you know, really good one day, but in sense, we might not handle the next situation the same way we handled the last one, because each situation is different. And, you know, and the devil, he's cunning and powerful, you know, and he uses words and he uses people, you know, because he figured if he can get the head, he can get everything else. Well, you know, now, you know, I learned from that, And I learned that I just got to be on my guard at all times, because the devil's out to lie, kill, and destroy, and we got to work just as hard to stay focused, to be kingdom minded, to be understanding in all circumstances, good, bad, or not. We got to be understanding to those who may not be walking in our way. And maybe I should have been a little bit more understanding, in that person's situation. And I should have just let the conversation go. But sometimes when you're in a heated argument, you're not going to always let that conversation go so easy. You know what I mean? And the Bible said, don't end your day with grievance. Well, and this has been grieving, but now I have done an eighth step, and an eighth step is, make amends, make a list of all people who you have harmed. Even as Christians, we sometimes might not realize it, but we do harm people, and we can harm them with our tongue, and we got to just write them down, and that's what I did. I just wrote it down, wrote the person's name down. Wrote down, what I had said, and I'm going to burn it and give it to God, and that's all I can do. But, yes, I have faced, I had some situations that, I do regret, and there's nothing I can do about it now, but just hope in time I can make the proper amends to that person.
Amen. And, that's the most important thing, is to repent and to give it to God. Even look at his followers, I think back, to when Jesus was telling them, they was at the Last Supper, that he was going to be denied. And can you imagine being the one to deny Jesus Christ when you've been following him? Think about the words that Peter spoke out, and he didn't want to believe that. But, we're flesh. Even, they were walking with the holiest, the most perfect, our perfect Lamb, our Savior. But it was part of God's plan. See, we're not perfect. We are flesh. The Spirit lives within us. But we're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall short of the glory of God. That's why God sent Jesus to be our sacrifice, because he knew that we were going to sin, and he knew we was going to mess up. But praise be to God, he made a way for us, Pastor.
Yes, he did. He made a way for all of us. And And I teach recovery, and I tell people, you never have to use again if you choose not to. I've been delivered from drugs and alcohol for 12 years, and God took that away, but he also showed me through the 12 steps of recovery on how to get better, and I use those steps even today, and now I use them to help other people, and we're not perfect. Jesus paid the ultimate price for us. He became the Lamb for us, so we don't have to. And if we just look up to him and cast our cares upon Jesus, and iron sharpens iron, meaning I can learn from you, evangelist. I can learn from Minister Darlene. And, we can help each other because, we as Christians, we got to have unity. And we got to stick together. And when we stick together, we can help a whole lot of people.
Amen. That is so beautiful.
God, praise God. Yes, there's strength in numbers. And, we grow with each other, and we can encourage each other. And it's really important, that we're there for one another.
Yes, it is. We got to be there. Because, there's a reason why Psalm 101 says, walk not in the presence of the ungodly, or sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And it's like he said earlier in Psalm 23, the Lord is your shepherd and I shall not want. Why? Because I have all that I need, because I trust Jesus.
Amen.
And we gotta be the salt with the flavor. And how can the flavor, be the light for the people if we're just being like they are? And we got to be an example. And that's why we got to be prayed up. That's why it also says, you know, when you do ministry, you labor around those who believe the same way. You know, my goal is to reach out to other people that don't have covering and to help them, you know, on their way. And, you know, when I open the church next month, you know, after the first Sunday in July, to bring people and ministers all over the state of Illinois and throughout the Midwest region so that way we can worship together and win souls, because that's what it's about at the end of the day, is winning souls for Jesus.
Beautifully spoken, dear. So true.
Amen. I feel led to share something because I feel like there's people out there that's listening right now, and, you know, we're talking a lot of different things. But, you know, in every aspect in our life, change begins within. And I want to share this thing that God led me to. And it really says a lot. And I want to share it with you right now. And we're going to come back and get ready to, we're about 18 minutes left on the broadcast. And we'll continue to share. But I'm always obedient to the leading of the Spirit. And I'm really feeling like someone needs to hear this. And this is entitled, Change Me, Lord. And when we say that, we got to be really willing to surrender and say, you know what? This is what's going on with me, Father. I repent. You know what? We need to ask Him to change us. We can't change ourselves. We need to ask Him to change us. So I just want to share this. It's called Change Me, Lord. Really listen to what it's saying.
I'm going to change. How many times have you said that? And in how many ways? I'm going to change. I'm going to change. I'm going to change. You're even willing to write it down. But it doesn't happen. Maybe you feel trapped. Maybe outside circumstances like vices, addictions, relationships are holding you back from change that you can see. Or maybe it's not outside circumstances. Maybe it's you. No matter how hard you try, you make the same mistake. No matter how hard you fight, you just dig deeper and deeper. You feel stuck. Maybe you have the energy and the desire, but while things aren't getting worse, they're not getting better either. For whatever reason, you can't make any progress. It feels like you're walking in place. Or maybe you are moving forward, making progress towards change, but it's so slow. The burden and the guilt is so heavy, it's weighing you down. Or maybe none of that applies to you, or all of it does. Either way, you've got or want the desire, the energy, the passion, the endurance, but your problems are so vast, it's overwhelming. You can't even see what change looks like anymore. Well, here's the bad news. There's only one source of change, and it's not you. But here's the good news. Change is possible. You just have to remember these two words. Look up. Look up. Take that first step. You just need to want it. God wants to transform you, and change will come if, instead of hearing you say, I'm going to change, God hears you pray, Lord, change me.
Is that not powerful in what it's saying? For us to pray for Him to change us, not say we're going to change, but ask Him. He knows what we need, and He knows what we need for that transformation, that change in our life. And I love that little reading right there. And I think it says so much. And I know there's people out there listening tonight, you know. It could be in the way that you're speaking, the way that you're living your life, and you feel like you're just constantly in a whirlwind going round and around, and you're stuck. I'm going to share something with you. Those voids you have in your life and feeling like you're trapped and the walls are coming in and that you're never getting anywhere, that's because you're looking to the wrong source. You're looking to things of this world and trying to fix things yourself. The true change and transformation, hallelujah, comes when you repent, get your sin under the blood, and you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. When you look up and you surrender all before God our Father, hallelujah, that's when change begins. And there's no place like resting in His presence. So right now, tonight, you have three ministers, you've got people sharing the gospel, working for the Lord on the line tonight, and we are going to pray for you. Because even though maybe you're not calling in, and if you are listening, you want to call in, it's 347-308-8837. Maybe you don't have the strength to call in. Maybe you're scared to speak live. Well, I'm always obedient to the leading of my spirit, and I really want to get all of our mics open here, and I had them closed there for a minute because of the reading. But I really want us to come together as ministers, and I want us to call out against those lying spirits telling people they'll never change, that they're worthless. Satan, we're going to come together because the Word of God says that where there are two or more gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. And Father God, there are three of us tonight that are coming forth, and we're just going to bind these lying spirits, and we're going to lift people, Father God, and we are just asking, dear God, that they have the strength to come forth and to pray. We're going to intercede for them, Father God. Maybe they don't want to be on the air, but I know my sister in Christ, Minister Darlene Morgan, and my pastor, and my dear brother in Christ, Pastor Miller, we're all going to come together, and we're going to pray for you. And I want them to share if there's anything on their hearts. I feel a leading of the Spirit that there's someone listening tonight that needs to know that there is hope, that they can change. Look up, look up. And I think of the Psalms that, you know, that our strength comes from the Lord, and I will look above the hills. You know, look up. I shared a sermon a while back ago about God not wanting us to be chickens in the barnyard scratching in the dirt. That we're to be like eagles soaring, and that He is the wind that lifts up. He is the power, and He can take us higher and higher and higher. So don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you that you're going to stay like that chicken scratching in the barnyard. We've got the power living in us that flows from the throne where change and transformation could come into your life. Right now, I just encourage you to speak it out, to claim it. You have the power. Speak it out. Satan, get thee behind me. You are a liar. And I want my sister in Christ, my cousin Minister Darlene Morgan, to come forth, and what's in her heart, and you too, Pastor. Let's have some prayer here. Let's have some words. We're going to use the sword and our power, which is the Word of God, and the power of prayer to come forth. And I want you two to share what's on your heart right now. I feel someone's needing to hear that there is power to change their life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord just put on my heart, sister, Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. It says He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those of us who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Praise God for that word.
I got to go in a little.
Go ahead.
I got to play this just because this sure is sitting right now. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. I felt that strongly. And Pastor Dallas, do you have some insight on that? Because I truly feel a leading in my spirit that the enemy's lying to someone out there listening tonight. They're feeling trapped, like there's no way out. They're stuck, and they don't know what way to go, and the enemy just keeps lying, don't listen, don't listen. But I want them to know there is a way, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And there are three of us here that can pray and come together, and I just, anything you feel led in your spirit, Pastor, I want you to share as well. And thank you, Minister Darlene Morgan, for sharing as God is leading you through the scriptures.
Well, it is my pleasure, and I hope it blessed someone.
You know, I want to share a scripture that was shared to me when I first came to Christ. John 14 and 6, Jesus said, He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father except through me. Jesus is there for you. You know, when we say, take my hand, come to the altar, take my hand, and leave it at the altar, that's what we mean. It means that we're going to do it together as a family. You're going to never be alone again. Never. You'll have a family that can encourage you all over the world. Once you become saved, you know, you're part of the body. you know, you're part of the arm, and we're part of a ligament, you know, but we all come together. And I want to encourage somebody tonight that you may be going through something, but just know if you're going through it, Jesus, he'll make a way for you. He will make a way out of your situation. I mean, when God leads you in a situation, God will always lead you out. He will give the way out. Even if we put our own self in a situation and we seek God, he'll give us a way out. There's a way
Amen.
In, there's a way out. And all we got to do is seek God. Seek his face. It says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know, our assignment is prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray. Hallelujah. If we humble ourselves and we pray, put it in God's hands. You ain't got to have millions of dollars to put it in God's hands. All you got to do is just ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Start trusting him from this day forward. Don't worry about your circumstances. You ain't got tomorrow. You ain't got, there may be somebody listening right now. You ain't got 5 minutes. You don't have a second. We're not guaranteed. I'm not guaranteed another second. If I die now, I know I'm going to heaven. But I want the listener to know you can go to heaven too. And all you got to do is believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Confess him today. It's going to be okay. God may seem distant sometime in your life. Look at King David. God was distant to King David, but King David pressed his way to God. We got to press our way to God. We got to encourage each other to press our way to God. God is the answer to all and everything, and prayer is the answer to everything we need. Right now,
Amen.
The name of Jesus, I just feel led to pray. You got to forgive me. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against the stronghold of Satan. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you heal somebody with cancer. You heal somebody with HIV. You heal somebody with drug addiction, alcohol addiction, pornography addiction, whatever their addiction is, whether it's gambling, God, whether it's poker, whatever it is, Lord, that you let them know that you're their way out. You let them know, God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you touch the drug dealer, God, that you convict him, that he will come to confess you. Lord, that we pray in the name of Jesus that you touch the prostitute on the street corner. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that for the children that may be we're being rebellious. That, Lord, that you touch our children. You touch our grandkids. You touch our family members, saved and unsaved. Lord, that I pray for Minister Darlene, that you touch her, God, and you anoint her, and you give her the words, and you give her the know-how, and you give her the knowledge. And I pray for Evangelist Montel, and I pray for Evangelist Dustin, God, and you just encourage them and you strengthen them, God. And you give them what they need, God. That you show them the way. And, Lord, we pray for the listener that they be encouraged on this broadcast tonight. That they come to know Christ as the Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for our president. Lord, that you show him the way. That you're the light. And that, Lord, you just, all we're going to do is just encourage him to do the right thing. Encourage you to start trusting Jesus. That our president will confess Christ and be the president that you call him to be. Not the president that the world wants him to be, but the president that you want him to be. And God, we pray for our military, God. You keep them safe, Lord. Lord, we pray for Israel right now, God. We pray for our police department all over, and we pray for our paramedics and fire departments, God. And when we pray for the street evangelists, the street ministers, those who do different kinds of ministries, Lord. And let those who are live online, and we all come into an agreement, and we all say, Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so be it. What a beautiful, beautiful prayer, brother. That was very uplifting to me. Very beautiful.
Praise God. Praise God. And I want to, we're getting ready to come into close, and I want to thank you, Minister Darlene Morgan. I love you. You're my sister. And you, Pastor Dallas Miller. And again, I want to encourage everyone to share tomorrow night here on Reaching Out Radio. Pastor Dallas Miller is going to be sharing about baptizing in the name of Jesus. But I want to close out with a really beautiful song I love by Laura Daigle. And I really want you to listen to the words. It says so much. It's what we've been talking about. The name of the song is entitled How Can It Be? It's a beautiful song. But I encourage you all, don't back down when God is backing you up. Keep on keeping. Know that you're loved and you're worth and that He made the way. Again, thank you both for joining me tonight. God bless you.
Yes.
I look forward to sharing with you both again.
Thank you and have a blessed night, brother and sisters in the Lord. I love you and have a blessed week.
Hallelujah.
his all for us. Thank you again, Minister Morgan and Pastor Dallas, for being with us. God bless you all. Don't back down when God's backing you up. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields. God bless you and keep you the rest of the week. And please join us again here tomorrow at 5 o'clock for Pastor Miller's teaching on baptizing in the name of Jesus. God bless you all and have a very blessed night.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Evangelist.